she's gonna eat vegan out there.
She's gonna have to hunt for her food.
There's no Whole Foods in the desert. They're like, you two would be the last bitches at this barn to make it out in the wild.
Howdy, and welcome to the Three Stride Podcast, where we take a humorous look at the equestrian world. Here are your hosts, Laura Fernandez, Julia Hansen, and Molly Heroy. Giddy up.
Welcome to the Three Stride Podcast. I'm Laura Fernandez, joined by Molly Heroy and Julia Hansen and Reese Heroy.
Reese Heroy. Tell him something.
Do it.
Crickets.
Oh,
gosh.
The lame baby.
I know. I was like, she breathed.
She's like,
she breathed. She just says her first word. She goes, Three Stride.
Pony. Wow, Reese, you're
She's
so
like,
advanced.
Thanks for tuning in.
Check back every Tuesday.
Find us on all socials. Three Stride Podcast.
Good game.
I think this is episode 76. Can you believe that?
No.
Episode 76. I'm going to end this at 100, so it's just a couple more to go. I'm kidding. I am kidding. So this morning I was on a trail ride. I go out into the middle of the desert. I go by myself. Everyone's like, oh my gosh, Laura, going by yourself in the desert. I'm like, it's open.
It's okay.
Like,
she has a flare gun.
I do. I always.
Do you really have a flare gun?
No.
No. That's a good idea. What if you
I just see the flare. I get on Uno and gallop out. I'm like, she's in trouble. She's in trouble.
But I do leave and I say, hey, going on a trail.
A trail of breadcrumbs?
No. Poop. Just like poop.
She cronesies it the whole way.
Not me. Sometimes. So I go and I say, hey, going on a trail. I make it known to everyone just in case I go missing, especially Alejandro. Mm. I say, hey, going on a trail, Alejandro, I'll be back in 45 minutes. If I don't come back, you come looking for me.
Shirtless.
You.
Do you think he would?
He would.
Oh,
he would sprint out so fast. He wouldn't even go through the normal entryway.
He would go over the
fence.
So on my birthday.
Listen to this, Mom.
On my birthday. So, you know, I get there at 4:45 in the morning.
Yeah.
So it's me and Alejandro. Alejandro is dragging the arena. It's dark out.
He drug your initials into it?
He drew a heart.
Heart, LFG in the middle?
No. So he's dragging the arena, comes around the corner, and I say, Alejandro, hey, hey, hey. He stops the trailer, jumps the fence. Gives me a hug. He says, happy.
And a kiss?
Happy. No.
Un beso?
Happy birthday, Laura.
Un petit beso.
He stopped.
Yeah, he literally stopped dragging the arena to jump a fence and give her a hug.
And I said, thank you, Alejandro. But anyway.
Major year.
So I go on my trail and then I come back and Julia, I tell her that I found some land for us to build our homestead. And it's probably one of our favorite bits that we continue on
with. Is.
Other people in the arena are just not really like in it. I tell them I found some deer. I found some water.
With trout.
One time.
Firewood.
Firewood. And so we're going to build a log cabin out there.
Before winter.
Which is in like a month.
We build quick though, so it'll be fine.
It'll be fine. But we come in. I do wonder if what people say though about our fantasy land that we come up with, because we'll continue this fantasy land for
it goes on for a while.
It does about building our homestead, but we still have some work to do. Definitely collect some more logs,
find some better flat land. We need a better
timber.
We need a better foundation for our homestead. Can't have that loose sand.
No, last week
washed away.
Yes,
last we need to start time, over.
Last time, Garcon and I. We caught a bear and I skinned the bear and I made a cloak for us.
Fur for weather.
And what do people say winter. When you're talking about this? They just walk the
I think they
direction.
Honestly just are like, what?
I don't know if they get our humor. Sometimes I get concerned about it.
I think they're like, wait, what?
Do you think they probably go into their own tack room and talk about us?
Yeah, they're probably like, do you hear them doing the homestead bit again? Lame.
Loser.
They're like, that's so stupid. There's no homestead.
They're like, those two could never make it out there.
Those two would immediately die out there. They're like, the horses would have a better chance.
Those two are going to be out there making a pool of tears.
Those two would get out there and ask where the cell phone is.
How are they going to get their extensions of their hair?
Yeah, they're
done?
Like, oh, what the roots are going to show out there.
There's no reformers in the Pilates class in the desert.
They won't be able to do yoga.
How are they going to get their juice?
How are they going to get Botox out there? Riddle me that. She'll come right back in.
How are they going to get mushroom gummies out in the homestead?
How's she going to eat vegan?
Not psychedelic.
How's she going to eat vegan out there?
She's going to have to hunt for her food.
There's no Whole Foods in the desert. They're like, you two would be the last bitches at this barn to make it out in the wild.
And that's what they're all saying behind our backs.
Okay, if you had to homestead, though, and be out in the wild, and you could bring one person, who you bring in?
I got to bring two. Both you guys.
Oh.
Actually, no, I bring JC.
Yeah, I was like... Yeah, I'd bring my...
I don't think JC can make it out there.
Oh, you kidding me?
I'm talking survival.
Wait, I would bring Bear Grylls.
Yeah.
I didn't know we could do anyone.
No, I mean, I was thinking more people that we actually...
I would bring Jacob Elordi. He's so cute. Oh. And he's big.
I will tell you, JC and I...
He'll protect you from the storm.
He'll keep me warm.
JC and I, we watched a lot of Walking Dead, and we really did. We have some plans if zombie apocalypse happens.
Yeah, our homestead.
Our homestead. So we would definitely first drive out to the barn, get the horses, leave the car.
What about, so you would just get on the horses?
Because I got to save the horses.
So you would ride the horses?
I would ride Contact. JC would ride Garcon.
Okay.
Obviously.
Then that's your mode of transportation in a zombie apocalypse?
Yeah, I think I need some HPs as in an engine. Not a four-legged.
Do you think that JC's horse. Maybe lying to me about us getting the horses? I think that yes. If we were,
yeah, I think he would literally be like, "We can't, we don't have time." And you're He'd like, "What? Like,
you can bring one. Pick Jack or Zoe."
He's like, "You get one animal out of all four. Who do you pick?"
Julia, I will not be able to answer.
She's gonna
that.
Cry.
I will not.
Molly,
be
you get to pick one kid.
Oh no! See, no, that's different. Ask your mom.
Mom, there's you have one, to pick one daughter.
There's one whose company you might enjoy more than the others, but you're packing all of them.
Who do you think would be the better partner in a homestead? Me or Katie?
I think my mic's off.
Lynn is in studio. Lynn's now joining every podcast. We actually have five stride today.
Yeah, we got a lot.
So I went through, obviously, I feel like Molly's answer is just like, get it done. But I went through the 3-month hiatus of really not jumping. So now I'm jumping again. There's days where I'm like, okay, I'm good. I can get like 3.3, 3.6. But then the other day, I was terrified of 3.6. Terrified. And Garcon felt it, stopped like 10 strides out. Just it was this weird vibe. So I'm like, I don't know. If it's definitely a mental thing right now with me of getting over the height. So I don't even know how to even get through it. So my sports psychologist said, you go through seasons. You're going through a season of getting comfortable jumping again. You hadn't jumped in a couple months.
Yeah.
But are there tricks to get your eye back up, or is it just constant repetition?
The only trick that I think works that I've practiced and like Judy's practiced, like, okay, you want to go to the next level. The easiest way to do that for me is to set up a line that you've ridden that you know rides really well. You do like a nice, happy, comfortable 3.6 or 3.3 or whatever height you're really comfortable at, vertical or skinny oxer in. And then you do a nice, tall, vertical out. So you know, like, I've ridden this line. It's going to be a nice, measured...
You think that's funny?
She's like, bitch, you lying. Like, you scared too?
She's like, oh. She's like, oh, really? That's what you do?
She's like, could have fooled me. I was in your stomach and I felt those butterflies.
She's like, liar.
Don't you do that? It was a Halloween competition. Or
Christmas.
Oh, the high jump.
You set yourself up for success. Yeah. Like, okay, you ride the line a couple times. You're like, okay, great. This is like a nice, steady 4 stride. I know how it rides. And then that second jump of the line, you just put it up and up and up and up. Then you know what to expect. You know exactly what it is. And it just helps you start to look up, get used to jumping the taller height with as much control of what's happening in front of it.
What about
as
gymnastics?
Humanly, no, it doesn't count.
No, because
it's not applicable.
No.
Yeah.
Because you can get into a gymnastic and just sit there And it's like do 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 inner line, like a line you actually have to ride to almost, where a gymnastics is kind of like sets you up to just go through it.
Though sometimes,
not that gymnastics is bad, just for this particular
thing. My eye back up, my confidence back
up. It wouldn't have the same effect as the line.
I also like rollbacks are really comfortable for me. I like rollbacks.
That's what I think is the most bizarre thing about you. Because
which is saying something
to me, a rollback. I would rather ride a line.
100%
Riding a rollback is like,
it's so variable.
Yes,
my comfy exercise for higher jumps is like,
so crazy.
Give me a rollback lesson.
I think it's so strange.
Like, just like rollback. I mean, that's the thing.
I mean, I understand the appeal of finding something off the curve because you can like come in or out kind of.
Yeah.
But there's no setup. Zero.
It's literally just figuring it out as you're turning to it versus a line you know. Okay.
But that's where I do think, I mean, it's just going to happen. I when I have one bad lesson, I plan out the up until I'm like, in my deathbed, my riding career. And so now I'm like, you know what? What can you do?
I think you got to just not focus on it and worry about it. I think just keep going, keep coursing at 3-3, keep getting more and more and more comfortable. And then you just do it a little bit at a time.
But Miles, I'm not even like 3-3 right now. Like
okay,
I'm
whatever,
like
3 foot.
Yeah, I think you just start where you're comfortable, get consistent there, and then slowly move up like to the outs of lines or
a rollback.
Rollbacks in your weird case.
I never knew that. That's
no,
weird.
No, it's so strange. I would rather ride like a triple combination than a rollback. Oh,
gosh, give me all the rollbacks.
But I will say to you today, because I haven't been jumping up much. And so when you don't do that, things look different to you.
Oh,
so like
100%.
I saw an oxer that was 3-3 today and I was like, well, it's got to be 3-9. And then I counted the holes and was like, nope.
You and I were in the ring the other day and I said, Jay, do you see that square oxer? That has to be 3-6. And you're like, it's 3 foot. I'm like, damn it.
Yeah, no, that one did not look big to me. But I don't know what the oxer today, I looked at it and was like, a lot of pulls on that. What is that?
Sometimes it depends on like, if there's not enough fill or if there's
that,
too much
it had
fill.
No, it had no fill under it. So that's why it looks
trainer,
bigger.
So the day that I panicked over the height of the jump, because it was there was no even.
I don't like that.
It was just one.
Rail?
One rail. So there was nothing underneath it. No.
That's the worst. That messes with your
thank
eye.
You. Okay, so that was it.
You need fill because when there's fill, it doesn't look as big.
That's where my
and it messes with your eye actually
it's
going
like a
to
depth
it.
Perception.
Yeah.
Too.
I think it's so weird. It's
I don't
not,
like the feeling.
No.
I don't like it.
I would rather have a gate under it built than just the gappy
it was
rail
just,
on
it
the
was
top.
Truly just pure gap.
No.
I don't want
that. I don't mess with that. I don't like that.
No. Molly, does Judy, so obviously you all have multiple lessons. No one just lessons all together. Or do you do big group lessons?
No, most that'll be in a lesson is, it's usually two, but the most is three, occasionally four.
Does she have one exercise every day and then she just does it with everyone?
Usually something like that.
Oh, so Molly, how often do you guys change your course?
Every week.
Okay, that's how we
do
it too.
Yeah, we're doing it every week. But then there are some exercises. But I do think that there's some exercises are not transferable to everyone. So it's like mixing up to the individual.
Yeah, and we have, because we're a smaller barn now, there's 16 people. I think the people, there's no one in the barn that's not jumping, I think the meter 10s now.
Yeah.
So there's not as much variation. You guys have kids that are a lesson program all the way through different levels. So
that's the hard part.
That's harder to plan.
That's the hard part of like.
And that's where like the one, one gal that I only think was cantering started doing. Oh, we had a garçon was like, initially couldn't even figure out. So Jay, what was it? It was raised.
It was
Cavaletti.
two flat rails to. What four raised Cavalettis, like,
and then
but like
trot.
In the jump cup as like a half cross rail type
of
raise.
Garçon almost tried to jump the whole thing.
Oh yeah,
like the whole thing. And so then he got the hang of it. But then there was a gal that straight lesson horse trying to do it. I was like, mm-mm.
Depends on the horse. Some horses will just trot right through.
The horse did not.
No.
Yeah. The horse said no thank you. And the rider said, I don't know what's happening. And then the instruction said, try harder. And it was just kind of going around in circles. And I was on Uno and I had to go in the other corner because there was a lot of chaotic energy happening. So
that's a tough exercise.
Well, that's though. Why it was. Oh, why is tough. Why are we throwing this curveball at this poor girl?
Why? Sink or swim.
Sink or swim, honey.
Sink or swim, yeah. Okay, so Jay, Molly, I know you have a horse show coming up, and then Julia and I were doing Sunshine Series in Thermal, California. Julia, you were looking into pricing for photographers.
Yes, that's a new thing.
Do you know, Molly, are they paying? Do they have to pay for a sponsorship fee? Is that why it's so insanely expensive?
They definitely, at most horse shows that I know of, have to pay a vendor fee.
Yeah.
And I think that can be structured different depending on where you're at. But they're definitely paying. And like a normal vendor fee is $750. So they're putting out some money to be there.
Wait, $750 per week?
Yes.
That markup ain't making much sense.
No. Because if you were doing... So did you find a photographer?
I did.
How'd you find them?
Actually, my sister gave me the rec. She knows her, I guess. But the thing is, and I've been out of the show world for a little bit. So I see all these people getting personal photographers and stuff. And that seems to be like the next thing. And so I was like, okay, let me see. It's my first show back in a while. I would like some pictures, some video, stuff like that. So I inquired to one of them. And the quote for it would essentially be Wednesday through Sunday was $1,000. And so
how many edited photos is that? Because that plays a role, too.
I feel like was 50. It 50? Yeah.
That's a lot of editing.
But like
you don't need to edit Julia. Julia.
Yeah. What?
That too. But like color and stuff. I mean, I can tell you just from getting family photos, like I just did newborn photos.
What's
and
that
I
run?
Probably got about 50 photos.
How much did you pay?
And the session was an hour.
But
an hour
okay. But you had an hour long session. If you think about it, it's one course.
It's not though, because they have to be there 15 minutes ahead of time in case the ring's running early.
No. What I if guess the ring's timing, running late? Yeah.
It's definitely like a good half hour per round to just
you don't
like,
know when it's
you can't
like actually
double book
go
yourself
in.
Because you're going to be in trouble. That's $500. So I feel like it's not that far off, but yeah, if they have,
and then are these same photographers? Because I do see a lot of reels. Are people creating them or is it
well,
now?
Well, so the one I actually ended up hiring does mixed media. The first one I inquired about was solely just picture. And that was that $1,000. And it obviously goes up from there. So she starts at $1,000. The other one, I believe she's $750 and does mixed media. So she does those cool reels and videos that she'll do for you. Yeah. And also photos.
I think a lot of the reels that the kids make, they get their their video from the live and then they edit it on their phones.
That's the thing too. I don't care about the video.
Really good video though. That's not the...
Some of these kids...
No, because they have
and they have all their friends doing it too. Yeah. They use like CapCut and whatever. It's,
They're like little TikTok stars.
Yeah.
Little influencers.
I don't like... I want to just see the video.
The raw?
The raw, the start to finish.
You're not
I don't
going
like
to.
No, you're
going to
see single jumps cut with a little rap. maybe a little slow-mo for a second, and
that's
then it starts again.
I hate, and then stars coming out the side.
No.
I can't handle those reels.
Watch this next one I post. It's going to be like... Whoosh. Julia Hansen and Uno, boom, boom, boom. It's like all edited and like
light sirens going off.
It's like
off.
Boom, boom.
But that's where I just want to see the full round. All these, and I don't like the slow mo. I don't like the slow mo.
The speeding
videos.
Up and slowing, because they'll speed up certain parts too, and it's you can't.
I think that's strictly for the content.
Yeah.
That's talk about for the speedy talk. Round. This is just my one comment, Carl Cook. Oh, did you think I was going to say that?
Uh-huh.
Yes. That horse is insane. What was it? Carl?
Kalinka?
No. The other one that he just won, the Gold Cup.
I didn't see that one.
It was, he got first.
Oh,
and then
it's French Fry Freddy.
Caracol?
It's not.
French fry Freddy.
I know what I'm naming my next horse.
Are you sure? I thought it was.
I literally just made that up. I don't know what his name is.
What would be another name that you could think?
Bob the Bibbert.
You could go with Judy's favorite name, Bobby Shazam.
That is, but I really like that one.
And you know what that's from, right?
Yeah, it's Kid Rock's Alter Ego. Yeah. That makes it even better.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I do have. Okay, so do you guys have like a running horse name? I have a running kids name list. And I have a running horse names list.
No, I do not.
And because that's like, I mean, you guys know I love naming things.
Yes. Which horse?
Well, so one of my top ones was Barracuda, but I just saw that name is taken. So I'm like, ugh.
You can still use it.
You want to know what my fancy hunter would
be
named?
Do you
want to
have a walkout song where they're like, Barracuda.
See?
This is what I
want to
do.
Wait, we have to hear my fancy hunter name. Hoity Toity.
Oh, that's cute. It sounds like a pony though.
So but it would have to be like one of those really fancy hunters with like a deep dish face, yeah, like kind of a pony.
Yeah.
I want to do this so bad is create a SiriusXM because we have all the sports affiliate stations and channels. So I want an FEI channel that we have different riders come in and host and curate their own music.
That'd be cool.
Because at most shows, they're playing SiriusXM music and they have one of the SiriusXM channels. So then we curate FEI radio and then it's played at every horse show. But then we have riders and then obviously Three Stride come in.
I like that.
I think that'd be fun.
And then, because that's where what we do with all the biggest sports affiliate channels like NFL, NBA, they're all simulcasts. So then we can also. I don't know. That's the thing. It's a little trickier because you can do a play-by-play for sports, like with riding, you probably wouldn't want to hear the play-by-play.
Yeah.
What if you were driving and you wanted to hear the play-by-play at the World Cup or something?
Yeah, for the bigger events, for sure.
Did you hear that the World Cup's coming here?
No. Las Vegas?
Next year?
Yes.
Yeah.
Where is it going to be at?
Wait, no.
Thomas Mack.
I was like, no.
No.
Immediately wrong.
I was like, that's not true.
Yeah, Thomas Mack. Gosh.
Are you going to sponsor Miles?
I have to look at it. I was going to last time when they were here.
Yes.
And then that was the COVID year. And so it got canceled. Yeah. So I was all signed up and paid and everything for that.
Did they reimburse you?
They did.
Oh, I was going to say.
And you know what's
over.
Crazy is because I have my address, which like where my mail goes, but then the barn where the trailer is, somehow they must have pulled that address. And Judy's like, I got this mail for you. It's probably like junk mail. It looked like one of those, you know, those like fake check things that they send you. And I'm like, it's probably junk, whatever. And it was my money back. And I was like, oh my gosh, I thought I was going to have to fight and battle for this.
Oh, that's nice.
And it was like my full $10,000 back.
Wow. That's awesome.
So that was nice.
I like
that. Okay. This is going to be our goal. We're going to broadcast
at World Cup.
We're going to do it in your area.
Can I sing the national anthem there?
That's not something on my list of approval or denial.
I just don't know if that's
right. I have three more jumper names that are on my list.
Still going.
I just have to share them.
Okay.
Number one, for a really cool mare, Sporty Spice.
I love that.
That's number cute. Two, big jumper, Sea Bass. Do you know what that's from?
I don't get it.
Uh-uh. It's from Dumb and Dumber. Kick his ass, sea bass. Number three, Threat Level Midnight.
I like it.
Do you know what that's from?
No.
The Office.
Oh, yeah.
It's a movie he makes about the spy. That's it. Tune in for next week's episode of What's Julia Gonna Name
Stuff? Her baby.
There was this meme. It's show jumpers are either one name or a really long one. And I was thinking, I'm like, Contact.
Fiona.
Contact. And then it's Garçon Ducigny, JJZ. Like they're either one word.
Oh, yeah.
Or
like five.
Yes.
I got Pico de Gallo.
Yeah.
Is that like a long one then?
That's longer.
Yeah, that was a long one.
Diamantino 18. That's a long one.
That's a long one.
It's a mouthful.
That's a long
Fiona.
One.
Fiona.
Wait, her thing's just Fiona?
Yeah, and she's always, this is Molly Heroy from Henderson, Nevada on Fiona.
It's good, though.
Anybody rides on the West Coast, shout out Katie.
Yeah.
I love when they say Garçon's name. No one has ever actually pronounced it right. It's always Garçon.
The best was when they misread my name, and it has stuck ever since then, and they called me Milky Horoy from Henderson, Nevada on her own mount, Fiona.
Milky Horoy.
Okay, well, three stars, send in your horse names if you have some ideas. Julia needs obviously a couple more to add to her
roster. I need
more.
I love talking names. Send them.
Yeah, send them all over. Okay, catch new episodes every Tuesday and follow us on all social channels at the Three Stride Podcast.
Yay!